sound nasty, but I want to ride a horse to that song. It's a galloping song. Dun, 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 dun.
You want to ride a horse to that song?
Yeah, I want to ride. Oh, and I could get on a plane with my horse now.
Although you didn't say a horse. You said I want to ride horse.
What?
Is that different?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure I said a. I can't imagine I forgot to say that.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, sir. How art thou?
I'm good.
Nice.
You?
You know, fair to Midland.
I have a recap of some of the stuff that came in after yesterday's show.
Okay. Oh, good.
Because we were talking about ruining a band's name.
Oh, yes. What else we got?
By changing one letter.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, gave out some, like Fleetwood Sac and Grateful Head and Depeche Mode. Miss D came up with Chemical Druthers.
Oh, nice.
Stagger Jim came out with Seat Puppets. Dark Angel came up with maybe my favorite, Fat Benatar.
That was our later years.
Eric Sander came up with GIF Blossoms, or GIF, however you say that.
Yeah.
Graham came up with Nickel Sack. Andres came up with Toy Division.
Oh, Toy Division.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Wingnut came up with Tears for Rears. And Billy came up with the Butthole Surgers.
Butthole Surgers. All right, men, forward.
All right, let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
Do your pets talk to you? Can they understand your words?
Yeah, we have very long conversations, usually about you, oddly. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, but can they understand different words?
Yeah, like how many commands or whatever. My dog understands, I think, three. She's the least trained animal I've ever
had. That does.
She's not interested.
Seem to be that.
Which I kind of like. I'm like, you know, good for you. Who cares?
They say some of the dogs that are trained to be service dogs can recognize up to 200
words. Wow, that is amazing.
There's more words than I have in my vocabulary. It's really something.
Sure, yeah.
A man cut off his arm.
Yeah, just for the hell of it?
At the shoulder.
Just for
kicks. And walk down the road holding on to
it. Oh, I saw that.
Yep.
That's the weirdest thing ever. Yeah, but he was like trying to get help at least. He's like, oh dear, my arm's off. I guess I better get some assistance here.
And wait till you hear who helped him.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
In Minnesota, they name their snowplows. Did you know that? They actually give them names.
Oh, cool.
And there's voting that's open right now.
Bodie McBoatface.
Which I love. Yeah. It's something like that.
Yeah.
A man in the people are dumb category. Mm-hmm. A man robbed a store 4 times in a week.
The same store.
Mm-hmm.
Back he went.
The exact same store.
Is this in Florida? Please say it's Florida.
Believe it is.
Oh, what?
It's probably a Florida transplant.
Yeah, I was going to say he's from Florida.
And why you should drink coffee before a nap.
Well, definitely.
What?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Black coffee in bed?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
I wouldn't think.
That is coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
I was wondering if you're going to do it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
You tried not to, didn't you?
It's Kevin and Sluggo. Well, I mean, when you looked at me, I was like, nope.
You're not going to do the...
Because you were asking for it. So I was like, no, no.
No, I never did it if I asked for it. That's true.
Natural reaction. You know that. Man chopped off his arm and carried it to the street.
Wait a minute. We want to give away some slash stuff.
We talked about that 30 seconds ago.
If you didn't forget, I would have.
Wow.
I heard you ask the boss man for one of these slash t-shirts.
I did.
KLOS limited edition shirts. Pretty damn cool. I need an extra, extra fat one myself. Actually, I'm getting Motley Crue. I want the Motley Crue shirt.
All right. Fantastic.
Woman was Tom Petty. So caller 13, 818-955 KLOS. So back to this guy who cut off his own arm and then walking down the street with it.
I'm sure he was. Well, let me read the headline.
Okay.
Because the headline is unbelievable. Man who chopped off his arm and carried it into street has life saved by tree surgeons.
Wow, that is a lot going on.
Right? The dude was using a buzzsaw.
Oh, no.
And he cut off his arm at the shoulder.
Oh. What the shock of that for the first...
I can't imagine.
Like, the first 2 or 3 seconds must have seemed like an hour and a half.
And then he grabbed his arm, mm-hmm. held it with his good hand.
That's a fast thinking dude.
Right, and walked out to the street and was just, like, looking for anybody to help him.
Wow. It's a good thing he didn't grab one of the tree, you know, or whatever that he just cut off. Branches.
Tree branches.
Yeah.
He just cut off. Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Instead of his arm. Right. He'd be really dazed, you know. You could almost make that mistake.
And I wondered what tree surgeons were. And it's what it sounds like.
Yeah,
they trim trees.
Right. And they,
But they were they were trained in tourniquets. And I wonder...
Oh, well, I suppose that makes sense.
I wonder if because they use those kinds of tools...
Very dangerous tools. Yeah.
So the two guys this guy bumps into are tree surgeons who understand how to do tourniquets.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Hey, it looks like your arm's off. Do you need assistance?
This used to be here.
Any chance you could put this back?
You two, can you two help?
Wow. So
one guy put on the tourniquet, the other guy called 911.
Right.
And they don't know if they're going to be able to reattach it.
Oh, they don't know yet. Oh, okay.
But they do have the arm.
Yeah.
And
wow, that is wow. What's the
It's a miracle for him.
I mean, yeah,
when he ran into some, like, I know CPR.
Right.
And I've seen tourniquets on TV. That's it.
I can put
that's
on all a I know. Band-aid, I suppose.
Sure.
But I mean, so when you just think, when you cut just a little, like, you know, I just sliced my finger open in a bagel the other day, and I'm like, ah! You know that
on
feeling.
A bagel?
Yeah, I know.
So sharp violent. Are your bagels.
I need a little blood on my bagel. So, you know that feeling, you know, just that little.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So imagine that, plus your arm!
Your entire arm cut off near the shoulder.
Man.
It must be bleeding like crazy.
And then you just have the whereabouts to pick it up and go walking down the street. Excuse me.
What are you expecting walking down the street?
Like terrifying children.
Like, it's very possible you're not going to run into anyone.
Wouldn't think so.
And this guy was from Lewiston, Maine.
You're not gonna,
so it sounds like a small town.
Yeah. You're not going to find a payphone anymore to call 911.
No. I think you're screwed.
Well, he wasn't, though. He happened to... So
he ran into
the
two people.
For tree surgeons.
Yes, the tree surgeons are doing the Lord's work. If you can find one, good luck.
It's another galloping song. It's all about horses today. That's kind of weird.
Understand galloping songs. Is that... Do you ride horses ever?
Actual galloping there at the end. Yeah, well, I did when I was a kid. It's been years, but... It's been years since I've been back in the saddle. See, because... Oh, man, we need to get video in here so everyone can see Kevin's face right now. It's just, it's precious, my precious.
Oh, I've made a big mistake. Another winter storm is destroying the northern part of the United States.
What do they call it? A bomb cyclone, basically?
Bomb cyclone,
yeah,
yep.
That sounds like a Rage Against the Machine song.
And you know the snow plows? These are the giant trucks that have a scoop on the front, and they clean off the roads.
Yeah, so I love that we have to describe it here.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, That's why I love living here.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to ever come across one of these.
Right.
One of them, in Minnesota, they've decided to start naming them.
Oh, really?
Naming each snow plow.
Oh, wow.
So here's the headline. Another winter storm is streaking across the northern plains this week, but it won't stop Plowy McPlowface. One of Minnesota's famed snowplows.
I love that they named them and that.
Plowy McPlowface.
That ended up becoming a research vessel because they refused to actually take the name that the people wanted. They voted on Bodie McBoatface, which is what all of this is now over in Europe, and it was supposed to be the name of this new boat or whatever.
And it's not?
No, they're like, nah, you can't really
because
do that.
Because that happened in Minnesota, and they named it that.
Yeah, see, they actually went for it like they should.
Of course.
But they caved later and named a research submarine Bodie McBoatface.
Oh, ridiculous.
I know, exactly.
If you're going to ask to name something, you got to go with what the people want.
Even if it's obscene or ridiculous.
So now I have come upon the Minnesota Transportation website, 2022 Name a Snowplow Contest. Top 50 finalists, and you can vote for 8.
And what are some of the...
I'm voting for 8. Not all of them are great.
No, of course not.
All about that snow, not great.
Nope, terrible.
Below Zero Hero.
No,
thank you.
Ech.
I don't hate Blizzard of Oz.
Blizzard of Oz.
Don't hate it.
That's a good one.
I voted for Betty Whiteout.
Betty Whiteout? That's awesome.
I voted for Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory. That's good.
I voted for Edward Blizzard Hands. I'm like, some of these are ridiculous. Every day I'm shoveling.
Every day.
No, get it.
No,
but no.
Nope. Nope. Boo.
No, let's not do that. Let's do less than that.
Maybe we should start naming the fire planes here, you know.
Oh, I like that.
Right?
I like that a lot.
Rage Against the Flames.
I voted for Minnesota.
That's not bad.
Not bad. I voted for Not Snow Fast.
Not Snow Fast.
Listen, it was Slim Pickens.
You were getting drunk by the end.
It was Slim Pickens. Listen. you could go with Say It Ain't Snow.
No.
I went with Scoop Dog. I voted for Scoop Dog.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
I can smoke that bad.
I did not vote for Sir Plows-a-Lot. I did not vote for Skid Plow.
Skid Plow.
I did vote for Sled Zeppelin.
Sled Zeppelin is a good one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I think it's kind of a shame that people outside of, what'd you say, Minnesota?
Minnesota, yeah.
Can be voting. These are outsiders. We don't know what we're talking about.
Only yeah, late. But you can VPN right into Minnesota and vote.
No, well, let's everybody do that. Let's overload their system.
The big lap. I don't even know how to say that.
Lebowski.
But yes, but with a
Plowbowski?
Plow in it.
Plowbowski.
Something like that.
Leplowski.
And I also voted for William Scrapeshear. William Scrapeshear.
You can't even say it, but you voted
for
So
the
for
ones
it.
That I voted I for, yeah. Betty Whiteout,
yes.
Blades of Glory,
yes.
Edward Blizzardhands,
yes.
Lord, oh, I forgot this one.
Oh.
From the Harry Potter series,
yeah.
The ultimate villain,
yeah.
Lord Voldemort.
Voldemort.
So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon in the People Are Dumb department.
That's a big department.
There's a guy in Jersey City who robbed Augie's Grocery Deli three times between January 10th and January 16th.
Just go back. Were they the only people that have money?
I don't. That's a good question. I don't know why they kept going back to the same people.
He loves the hoagies there, so he'd take the $150 they had in the register.
Also, how much do you get from a deli?
And last time I robbed a deli, I only got like $35.
Right?
Bucks,
that's what I was
man.
Thinking.
Yeah, they don't have much on hand.
So three times
really?
Between January 10th and in 6 days, three times. So every other day, basically.
Right. He comes walking back in. They're like, oh, hi, yeah, you want to rob
Here's
us?
Here's the money. Just take
a number and wait in line.
Really? No, he jumps across the counter every time,
dude.
Just like he has
Ta-da!
The last time.
Oh, that's shocking.
And then he was going to do it a fourth time.
Dude, screw off already. Go away.
Store surveillance video taken Friday night at Augie's Grocery Deli shows the violent perp jumping across the counter just as he had the previous three times. Only this time, instead of getting away with cash or merchandise, the robber was stunned when an off-duty police officer, Maurice Johnson, was waiting for him.
Oh, here you are. We've been waiting. You're
really,
late.
Really not that hard to predict.
No. Right?
Three times
right?
in 6 days is basically every other day.
This is a super small town, and they only have this one place that's ever opened.
I don't know why he was off-duty officer, but
yeah,
he was.
Yeah.
And he was just sort of waiting and just surprised him and put handcuffs on him and took him to jail.
The third time, they're figuring, well, I guess this guy is really just very excited about this place. He'll probably be back. You mind hanging out?
But would you never think that he would, first of all, do three times in 6 days, second of all, go back a fourth time?
No. No. I mean, you know, every time I choose a new place.
Right, like you should.
Yes.
And you scout it out.
Right.
And you make sure that there's no innocent people to get hurt.
Sure.
Getaway car.
Yes, yes.
Oh, now you're
getaway
little
camel.
Okay, all
yeah,
right, good.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're a planner.
I am.
So you would never do the exact same place.
I never go back. I've never gone back to the same place.
That's good.
To rob.
That's good. Because you'll get caught if you
course.
Do it four times in probably 8 days.
So a little while ago, Denise called from San Clemente. She got a shirt that has KLOS all over it and this guy.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
Can dogs understand humans?
Sure.
What are your thoughts? Yes?
Hi, absolutely, yeah.
Words?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because a lot of times I think they respond to the emotion of your voice. Sometimes if you make
absolutely.
It, when you're talking about their something exciting, your food, you're ready to eat.
Yeah,
like,
I
tone goes up.
Totally agree. Plus probably your body motion and stuff. I think maybe if you were recorded, it was just your voice, they may not do the same tricks and stuff that they would.
Well, there's been a study by a psychiatrist and a psychologist, both. They work together. Humans are unique in their ability to develop sophisticated language abilities.
Right.
Language allows us to communicate with each other, and it's key to our advanced cognitive abilities and technical prowess.
I think there are a few other beasts out there, probably underwater ones, it seems, that have a fairly large
that's
vocabulary,
possible.
Too, but whatever, yeah.
Dogs, birds, and one other are roughly the same as young children.
Yes. And pigs.
You know, one
apparently.
Or 2 year old. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So do dogs have executive function is the question.
What is executive function?
It means
is that the F2 key?
It means can you determine that something would be wrong and change your behavior because of it?
So you can respond a moral compass.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Or you can figure out a problem.
Oh, that you're doing it wrong and this will work if you do it this way.
Yeah. Okay. So basically that's what it is.
Yeah.
They have rudimentary executive functions similar to young children.
Right.
But they did a study, and then we'd like to hear from you. The words that your dogs understand.
Oh, yeah.
We know you talk to your dogs, let's be honest.
Of course you talk to your
dogs. Everyone does.
You talk to your cats, you talk to your hamster, you talk to your horse.
But do dogs understand words?
Yeah.
Just words is a fascinating thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe, and I would like to hear what words, people say that their animals definitely respond to. But do an experiment. Start not doing your hand motions, your inflection, like you said,
right,
with your animal, and see if they still do the
just
same.
Just say the word?
Yeah. Because that would really kind of underscore whether or not, you know, they're actually understanding the words themselves.
Not only do we expose dogs regularly to human language, but research also indicates dogs can perceive different words and learn to respond in specific ways.
Right.
For example, they tested three dogs. One of them responded to 1,000 words.
Wow. Einstein of dogs.
Another 200 and another 100.
Damn, dude. Damn,
so
dog.
So they did this big story where they reported that their dogs responded to an average. This is people now. Your dog responds to an average of 29 words.
All right. Yeah, that seems about fair. Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
I've had dogs that I trained like crazy. I used to really get my dogs to do stuff. Yeah, back in the day. Yeah.
Like that guy?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Caesar.
Caesar Milan?
Yeah, man. Whatever somebody said, anybody that does that at you, of course you're going to stop what you're doing because it's really annoying.
So for this study, they developed a list of 172 words and organized dogs and sent it out and had people try and do stuff. But I want to hear words that you are positive your dogs understand, and they change their behavior because of that word.
Right. Yes.
818-955-KLOS. You talk to your dogs. You tell them what to do.
They do it.
They do it because they understand the words you're saying.
Yeah.
How do your dogs talk to you?
Yeah.
And what do they understand? 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about your dog understands words. How many words?
He understands carrot and beer.
He understands carrot.
And beer.
Does he go get a beer for you when you say beer?
No, he wants to drink my beer.
Really?
So you get your dog drunk and then he eats a carrot.
What? He accidentally knocks our beer over on purpose so he can drink it.
Oh.
Your dog is a genius.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
He might be an alcoholic.
Did you intentionally teach him that or did it sort of happen over time?
It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
I love that so much. Why carrots?
Because he loves them.
Oh, all right.
Okay. So he gets a carrot if he knocks your beer over and has a drink.
Oh, no, he doesn't get her a carrot because he knocked her beer over.
Somehow.
Right. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
I have three dogs. Whenever I say, who did that, they all get guilty looks and scatter.
So even if there hasn't been anything done, you just say that and watch them run?
That's pretty great.
That is good. Who did that?
Do you use a cross voice?
No.
Your tone? No.
They know that there's something wrong.
That's hilarious.
One of us did something, and hell, I didn't know about it. We better get out of here.
All of them think, oh, it was one of the other dogs. That's fantastic.
Yeah. That's great, dude. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you. Your dog understands words?
Yes.
All right.
Before
which ones?
Before I dive into the rabbit hole here, there's one on Instagram. I think it's called Bella Speaks or something. And she pushes buttons to communicate with her owner.
I've seen that.
Oh, really?
And it's fascinating.
Oh, that's cool. How many words are there about?
I'd say over 100. It's a giant
rug on the floor with a bunch of different words, and it'll walk to the correct words in order.
I mean, I think that humans are so precious. We think we're so smart, but animals, man, they're pretty damn smart.
Listen, I don't think I'm smarter than dogs.
What about you? Your dog? What do they understand?
There's a couple big hitters. The ones are who's here or who is that? They'll run right to the door and look to see if someone's coming.
Oh,
all right.
And then while we're eating dinner, if I say mooch, like they're mooching, they'll leave the table and go lay down somewhere else.
Is that right?
And then the interesting one is people. if I tell them, like, grandpa, like my dad, or if I say mom, like their mom,
right.
they know instantly who's coming, oh. and they get different levels of excitement.
No oh, kidding. Wow.
That's very cool.
That they can tell the difference is really cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude, thank you for calling. I got to teach my dog Mooch. Get away! 818-955-KLOS. You talk to your dog, what do they understand?
We're talking about dogs and how well they communicate. And how many words does your dog understand? Some of them up to 1,000.
Unbelievable.
Some of them 100, some of them 50.
My dog, maybe three.
Three words? You have, your dog understands how many?
Dude, I got a Rottie that understands all kinds of words.
How many?
I'd say probably about 50.
Wow, okay.
Words.
All right.
So you tell him to get in, he goes to his crate because he's out of control.
Okay.
That's partying, man. Fine, I'll go lay down. Whatever.
All right. Exactly. You ask him where mama is, he runs and finds her.
No kidding.
Oh,
wow.
That's cool.
What's the strangest word?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even a word, it's a look. If you give him a look and say, do you wanna, that usually means it's almost dinner time. Loses his mind.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what words do your dogs understand?
Basically all the normal commands like shit, but I also taught him a few stuff. I noticed he learned German and Mexican, and I never even taught him that.
And by Mexican, you mean Spanish?
I mean Spanish, yeah.
So what words does he know in Mexican?
Pretty much jefe, which is shit.
I got you. So no,
how did that happen?
So it's basically the normal commands that are said in other languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The word one was German. One of my German friends came down, and he started talking to my dog, like giving him commands, and he was actually doing them. That's the weird one.
Wow, like, that's bizarre.
What?
So tell him, go to your post and go to the front yard.
Huh.
Right next to his tree.
Wait,
is he a German Shepherd?
Shut up.
Nope.
So he spent no time with your dog, but the dog understood what commands he was giving.
Exactly.
So wow. He must have had, like, as a puppy or something. Something, maybe.
He's smarter than you because you called him Mexican.
Your dog is invited to the party, but... Dude, thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What commands, what words do your dogs understand?
We're talking about what words your dogs understand.
Want to go in the house?
Oh, you're talking to a dog right now.
No, actually, my nephew.
Nice.
Oh, good nephew. Who's a good nephew?
Right? My dog is extremely intelligent, and there's just too many to even say, but the one that she doesn't like is medicine.
Hmm.
She has chronic ear problems, and we're to the point where we can't even say that word anymore. She watches us go in the bathroom. If we open up the medicine counter, she hightails it out the back door.
I mean, that's pretty smart.
Yeah. Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It is weird how they just start picking up on cues. You just start to do something, and they know. They're like, all right.
Watch very closely.
Yes, they do. Well, because there's nothing going on.
Yeah,
I mean, they don't even have Roku or anything, you know? Dog-ku.
If you even go to put your shoes on, she knows you're leaving.
Right.
I mean, she knows absolutely everything that's going on.
Oh.
They know what's happening with suitcases, right?
Yes. Yeah. So do my cats. They know we're leaving.
Yeah, but we're talking about real pets.
No, cats. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
Standard poodles. They're 5 years old. They're one of the top three smartest breed dogs.
Take it easy.
They understand all kinds of different commands, but their one favorite treat is called a bully stick. Are you familiar?
Those are those, really rough, like rawhide kind of things, right? They're really tight.
It's like rawhide, and all my wife has to do is look at them, tell them to sit in the living room, and then she says, bully, and they both run into the kitchen, sit, and look up on the fridge where the bully sticks are kept.
I love that. I love that.
Interesting.
I don't so much, because then they come back in the living room and chew on them, and a bully stick is what's called a dried bull penis.
Oh, great. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Wonderful.
Excellent.
That's a lovely image while you're trying to sit there with grandma.
That is what you want in your living room.
This used to be attached to... Well, never mind.
Yes. We won't go there.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hello. How you guys doing this afternoon?
We are good. Thank you. We're talking about the words that your dog understands.
Yeah, my dog, I'm not sure what they do understand and what they don't understand. I know that we have to pay attention to our conversations, though. Trying to make a dinner date to arrange to meet some friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to go, so I'm like, oh, come on, man. It'd be my treat, bro.
Oh, don't say treat.
Well, my wife is looking at me in horror, like, what did you say? I'm like, I give her this look like, what? And then that's when I hear them coming.
Because you said treat. Where's the treat? Said, I'll take a treat, yes.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like, oh, you're going to go to the store? No, I'm just going to walk. And then all of yeah.
Hey, we're going for a walk. That's great. I heard walk. Let's go.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
They also do like the German, though. It's kind of funny. They get all silly.
Really? What's up with the Germans and
I
dogs?
I don't know.
That's odd.
Honestly,
yeah.
Honestly, I don't know. Du ist meine großen Teufelhunde. Du ist meine großen Teufelhunde. Yeah. You know, you're my great devil dog. I mean,
that is making me start a little crazy, though. Yeah, so maybe, yeah. Maybe they're receiving German transmissions. Maybe Germany is trying to take over the world's dogs, and they're, I guess I'm reaching.
I feel like I should chew on a bull penis. What words do your dogs understand? 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about words that your dog understands.
My dog understands bang, and she'll die.
Oh, or nice.
The sign of a gun.
Yeah.
And she'll die.
I love when they do that. Bang!
Hello, KLOS.
I had a Sharpei for about 7 years. Smartest dog I ever had. She knew all the regular commands: sit, stay, lay down, pause, shut the hell up. But if she would put something in her mouth that she wasn't supposed to eat, I'd just say, let it go, and she'd drop it.
No matter what. Kidding. Wow.
Wow, that's good.
I would get, like, they get these pepperoni sticks. They're like Slim Jims for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I would break it up into little pieces and throw it in different directions of my house, and she wouldn't eat it until I went to tell her to go get it. And she would eat it in the order of which I threw it.
Wow. Damn.
Wow, that's impressive.
Wow.
I forgot to tell her to eat it one day, and I went into the room, was watching the game, and it was like 30 minutes later, she's just foaming at the mouth.
Oh,
waiting for me to tell her to eat it.
What a good dog.
No kidding.
You know the trick where they like put like a treat, and I had a friend who did this, on their snout, on their nose,
yep.
And they don't
and
let them
wait.
Yeah,
yep.
And I mean, then that dog would sit there and wait forever and be like starting to salivate.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
If I tried that, I'd lose a finger.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Well, I got one for you that's a little different. It's not a dog.
Okay.
It's a year and a half old bearded dragon lizard.
Oh, and he understands commands and words?
He understands dinner time, breakfast. He understands I'm home, I'll see you later, or whatever. You know, you talk to him like a person, and he pays very good attention. When I leave for work in the morning, I say goodbye to him, and he lifts his little foot up and waves at me through the glass.
Are you sure you're not hallucinating, sir?
Oh, hell no.
Did you do LSD at any point in your life?
With your Komodo
dragon? I had him about a year and a half, and he was about 4 months old when I got him.
No, I really do think a lot of animals can really understand a lot more than we give them credit for.
Yeah, I would guess so.
I mean, I had one do my taxes for a while. That's awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
We're talking about words that your dogs understand.
So my cousin has a dog that he understands and gets really mad if you call him a loser, especially if you put the shape of an L on your forehead with your fingers.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, how did that come about?
Because I do that to Sluggo all the time.
He said the way it started is that he had a friend that was over and they were trash talking. His friend called him a loser, and then his dog lost it on his friend.
Oh.
And then since then, when people say the word loser, he just starts losing it.
So he hates Beck.
Yeah, basically.
Not surprised that dogs can basically understand more words than myself. That's a little annoying.
And say them better, actually.
Yes, that's true. They say them in the right order and they can make it make sense. Man chopped off his arm and carried it into the street, had his life saved by tree surgeons.
You know, it sounds like an Onion headline.
It does.
And it isn't. It's real life.
Man had been using a buzzsaw when he cut off his arm at the shoulder.
Wow.
Staggered out into the street carrying
his arm
with his one good hand.
I mean, he's really got his stuff together that he doesn't just lose it and freak out and just fall down and bleed out.
Agreed.
Yeah, he got up and carried his arm.
I don't think I would be able to do. I don't know. It's impossible to tell. I hope to never find out.
I mean, now that it's locked in your head, maybe you'll remember, oh, that was a good idea. So when I cut your arm, I mean, when it accidentally happens someday.
He ran into two tree surgeons.
Really strange.
Which is what it sounds like. Right. They cut off tree trunks and they cut off branches. And I guess because they use such dangerous equipment, they're trained in tourniquets.
So when they say, they don't say cough, they say bark. Turn your tree head and bark.
Need to punch you in the nuts. So they knew how to tie tourniquets, and they saved the dude's life.
I mean, some dude walks up to you with his arm.
Yeah, what?
Can you put this back on? I could give him a Band-Aid. That's amazing.
I could do CPR, but he doesn't want that at that moment.
Maybe he does.
They're tree surgeons.
Yeah.
Wow. And they have been trained to use a tourniquet.
I mean, that sort of makes sense. They're out there chopping down trees and stuff. I guess if one of them does this, you better know what to do.
Who else other than paramedics and, you know, doctors and whatnot, the medical field, who else knows how to do tourniquets? Like
most disc jockeys.
I've seen it on TV a bunch.
You think you know
how to try and replicate that. But they knew what they were doing. So one of them got the tourniquet on and another person called 911. And they took him to the hospital, and he's okay, but they're not sure they're going to be able to attach the arm again.
Right. Well, at least he worked on it. At least he tried. At least,
but they, the chances that that man was going to walk into the street holding his own arm and was going to run into two people...
That might be able to help.
No, just two people.
Right.
Are probably, the chances are probably pretty huge.
Right, this is a small town in Maine, said. Yeah,
small town in Maine.
Sure. I mean, you might run into...
No, so he runs into two people that know how to do a tourniquet.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yes.
All right, so that's what we're looking for from you, is you cut off your arm and you ran into two people. No, someone saved your life.
Yeah, someone saved your life.
Somebody saved your life. Because in this particular case, these two guys literally saved this guy's life.
No kidding.
He would bleed out without
the
tourniquet. I'm surprised he didn't bleed out already.
Yes, 100%.
So somebody saved your life. It doesn't matter how.
Right.
Or when, but somebody literally saved your life.
Like you'd be buried.
You would be dead
worm
right now.
Food, were it not for whom?
Yes, 818-955-KLOS.
Boys love playing local music. Dorothy is who that is. Rest in peace.
What a great song.
That's so good stuff, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about people saved your life.
By the way, I'm sorry. I want to say this. She's also got a video. She just not too long.
Why don't
ago.
You bring that up when we're talking about
just
her.
A few hours ago. She, I just saw the new music video. So go find Dorothy, rest in peace, and watch that video. All right. What were you saying?
We're talking about somebody saved your life.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I bought some morning burritos for a couple of neighbors, and we're all eating the burritos, and I ate one with too much of the tortilla. And it got lodged in my throat, and I couldn't swallow. I couldn't cough it up. And I'm a jokester, so they thought I was kidding.
Oh no!
Until I turned blue.
Oh.
And then finally, this other guy was a pretty big guy. He reached around, did the Heimlich maneuver, and I kicked that thing out.
Wow,
man, oh man,
I never thought about that. Just being a dumbass all the time,
right.
People wouldn't think you were being serious.
When you were turning blue, were you thinking I'm going to die?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. After I coughed the piece out, I told the guy, I said, "You just saved my life." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, what was I thinking?"
Good for him. That's awesome, man. That's great. Thank you for calling. I did that one time when I was by myself. I started choking on a piece of toast.
Yeah.
There was nobody else at the house.
Right.
And I was starting to lose consciousness. I'm like, oh, this is great. And you come home and find me laying on the floor.
How do you do the Heimlich on yourself?
You just kind of got over a chair and just went,
oh.
Super hard, and it went flying out of my disgusting mouth. And
you smashed the chair into just before below your ribcage.
Yes.
Interesting.
I mean, that was scary as hell.
That chair, thank God for that chair,
yes!
Huh?
Best chair ever.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so I went camping with some buddies, and we got a cabin in the middle of like nowhere, Pennsylvania, and there were two big elk outside.
Right.
And everybody else was inside. I went outside. I was probably like 20 yards from them, and I like took a picture of them. So I turned around and I started to walk back to the cabin. And one of the elk had started charging me and got within feet of my back with its head lowered.
Wow.
And my friend saw him at the last second and like bust out on the porch and like just started screaming. And I turned around and then I just booked it then. Like I just ran away. But
elks hate having their picture taken. They hate that.
That's a fact.
Man.
Someone saved your life. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about someone saved your life.
I used to live in Maine, and I was heading to an interview, and I blacked out somehow, and I rolled my car in a winter storm, and I woke up to a student making sure I was okay. They just got off the bus, make sure I was awake, and I was like, what just happened? Like, dude, you rolled your car.
Oh, wow. You rolled it, and you didn't even know what the hell was going on, and then someone came up to your window?
Yep. Wow. I blacked out. I don't remember it. I was in on the phone with a plow truck because it was planning snow during our winter storm. Then all of a sudden, I woke up by a student, like, you okay, dude? Like, what happened? Like, oh, my God.
Damn. Yeah. I mean, you'd freeze in no time out there.
Yeah. I kicked the door open to get out. I called my mom to, like, I didn't make it to my interview. I rolled my car, like, I'm gonna get to the hospital.
Damn. Damn snow plows.
Right?
So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Dude, thanks for calling in. Glad you're okay.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, someone saved your life?
Yeah, I saved my own life, and it'd be a lesson for everybody to learn. As you were talking about when you were choking and you pushed yourself up against a chair.
Yeah.
Push yourself up against anything hard, the kitchen sink, anything, and cough.
Yes, exactly. In fact, they say if you start to feel like you're having a heart attack, to cough real hard.
Really?
That kind of maybe will help you, shut it down. But did you have to do that yourself at some point?
Yeah, with the choking business. Yeah. I've gone to the hospital twice for that. Ugh. And then I learned how to take care of myself.
Nice.
I live alone.
It's kind of a good feeling to know that you can actually do that, right? To know that you can, like, save your own ass, right?
Yeah, because you start to panic when you start choking.
Sure, exactly. And that's the worst thing you can do, is panic.
Yeah, and never drink anything, thinking you could push it down.
Right,
because
God,
you just make, like, a dam in your mouth.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for calling, and good to know.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, am I for caller number 13?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're caller number 1, actually, but thanks for trying.
Well, that's right. We have to give away that Motley Crue shirt, so that's one caller.
KLOS, your caller 3. KLOS, your 4. KLOS, your 5. KLOS, your 6. KLOS, your 7. KLOS, your 8. KLOS, your 9. KLOS, your 10. KLOS, your 11. KLOS, your 12. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hello, this is Kelly.
Kelly, you calling for the Motley Crue shirt?
Yes, I am.
Kelly, you're winning!
Oh, no way. No.
You got it.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Kevin and Sluggo all the way.
Oops, 95.5.
I was like, what does that sound?
KLOS, that was me fighting with my headphones.
Over Alice enjoying the day in chains.
Listen.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Sometimes stuff happens.
Who
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Who are you going to call? You know?
I won't say it. I refuse.
Coffee's good for you before you sleep.
Okay.
You ever heard that?
No. I can drink tons and tons. We went to lunch the other day, and I had a giant iced tea and a cup of coffee, which usually freaks people out. And I can do that right before I go to bed.
You can. It doesn't affect you at all.
Nope.
No kidding.
But it does wake my ass up during the day. So I don't know. I never have understood that. What does this mean? What are you saying here?
Listen, it's a psychiatrist that came out with a study, and supposedly it's if you take a 20 to 30 minute nap.
Okay. A siesta.
It usually takes that long for coffee to kick in.
Right.
For you to feel the effects of that.
Sure. Yep. That
so
sounds about right.
You can literally still sleep because you just drank coffee and it hasn't hit your system yet.
Okay.
And when you wake up, you feel better than you would normally.
Really?
Because of the caffeine kicking in.
Oh, all right. So you mean this is just for a nap,
it's for a nap. Not for drink, not for sleeping overnight.
Oh,
but
all right.
If you take a nap
30 minutes,
20 to 30 minutes.
And drink right before you do that.
Yes.
You're gonna wake up even more refreshed.
It'll help you wake up feeling energetic.
Dude, I love this idea. I am so willing to give this a shot.
Haven't you thought a million times, coffee, I need to stay away anytime
all
I'm
the time.
Trying to take a nap.
Daily.
Trying to sleep, whatever.
Daily.
So it's not for sleep at night, but it is for a nap.
Oh, okay.
20 to 30 minutes, it doesn't really kick in, and they say
when you wake up,
drink it just before a nap, wake up.
I'm willing to give this one a try, man.
Yeah, why not?
I'll do it tomorrow.
Do it tomorrow.
I love a good
dip.
I will.
Okay, good. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by Southern California Toyota Dealers. They make it easy. If you cut off your arm at the shoulder,
when it does,
ask a tree surgeon for help.
Because they can actually assist you.
Because they know about tourniquets.
How?
A tree surgeon, which is just a guy who trims trees.
Dude's going to know how to put your arm back on.
But they knew how to do a tourniquet and save this man's life.
Whew.
So you're going to have to find a tree surgeon. I don't know. I've never seen them. I've never seen it written on a truck. Good luck with that.
Trimming your yard and saving your ass.
Dogs can understand and respond up to 1,000 words or more.
That's amazing.
I am at a solid 50 to 60 words. Man. So
my dog's at 3.
Dogs are very intelligent. And if you're going to rob a store 4 times in 8 days, maybe pick different stores. Just an idea.
Hey, here he comes again. You want another 20? All right, I got to go home and rob the store next. I mean, pet the kitty.
Yes. Good luck with both of those.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. Peace out. Does it seem dangerous to you at all?
Not at all. Okay. I'm not a medical professional, but to the best of my knowledge, it's just fine. No one's ever done this before. It's remarkable. It's remarkable. It's no one's ever done this before.
Right, I've heard that.
Dan Sir, the rapper Dan Sir is his name, is a remarkable individual and a huge talent, and we're not going to stop simply with golden hair. We're going to keep augmenting him and making him the most unique person in music.
What if he were just to be a better rapper?
That might be a good idea.
All right, what kind of
people are rapping, but how many people have hooks in their head with gold hanging
from
them?
Apparently none. This is the first one, right?
Okay, so what else is the plan?
Next up, we're going to transplant his ears. We'll take his ears off and put handles there instead.
Wow, would this be the first one ever?
The first one ever to have handles for ears.
So will he be able to hear?
A very aggressive girlfriend.
Okay, I might want this.
Installing 2 small dust busters into his nostrils.
I'm sorry, 2 small dust busters.
Dust busters into his nostrils. Cannot get the cocaine up there fast enough. So we're just simply going to add some dust busters.
I feel like I should chew on a bull penis.
Pink Floyd played their very first show without Syd Barrett on this day in rock in 1968 at Southampton University. And they had T-Rex opening for them. They were still calling themselves Tyrannosaurus Rex at the time. In just one day on this day in rock in 1970, John Lennon wrote and recorded Instant Karma. Simon and Garfunkel released the single and the album Bridge Over Troubled Water on this day in rock in 1970.